Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In talking to folks who are involved in addiction over the years, we have heard of situations where people will go to an open house, a real estate open house, go into the bathroom and go through medicine cabinets. And Laura, that's the kind of thing that if it's sitting there, I guess it's available.
And it's available, yes. Yes, so it's important that if you're not using them, to take them back. Tomorrow is the National Drug Take Back Day, what you said. We also have at Allegheny Health Network at all of our facilities, we have those year-round. We have take-back bins. So we're happy to offer that service because it's important to get those out of the hands of everybody.
And Michael Stepanek with the Pennsylvania Resources Council, it's also not recommended people flush them down drain because it can contaminate water too. So the safest thing is to actually, in this case, give them back at these different locations that are set up around the country for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a perfect opportunity to rid your medicine cabinets of both over-the-counter and prescription medications and veterinary medications. And the prescription medications include both non-controlled and controlled substances. And, you know, the buzz continually now, opioid crisis, controlled substances. We are amazed at the sites that the number of pounds of controlled substances that come in, it is just astounding and shocking. So it's a perfect opportunity. In Allegheny County alone tomorrow, there'll be over 50 locations. Nationwide, there are over 5,000 locations, and it's really easy for folks to find a site near them. They could either go to our website, prc.org, or on a national level and a local level, visit deatakeback.com, and you plug in your zip code and it'll call up a site. Runs from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. and is free of charge and confidential.
Now, when it comes to returning the drugs, Michael, is this a situation where you drop off the thing in the bottle or are you dumping them into something? Because I think there could be some privacy concerns for some folks about what's on the label on the bottle.
Yeah, it's a good point. Either way, a lot of people bring them in a Ziploc bag, and it, you know, it's a very, very pretty bag. It looks like a box of Fruit Loops or something. Or you can bring it in a bottle. You can scratch out any identifying information. It's really all across the board. Some people aren't concerned about it. But basically what happens is that it's a law enforcement-driven initiative. And law enforcement is on site at all times. People come in with a blue bag, a paper bag, whatever. They hand it off to law enforcement, and the sight unseen is dropped into a lined bag. And when those boxes are full, they're sealed, they're marked, and at the end of the event, the police basically transfer custody to DEA, and DEA incinerates at some point all the materials collected.
Well, one of the other questions is there any cost to this? Am I going to have to pay for you to take back my drugs?
Oh, my gosh, no. It's free, free of charge. And, you know, it's a service. It's one of these things that your tax dollars are paying for, and it's one of those good things. And it's free of charge, confidential, no questions asked. And, you know, for the first time, the DEA is allowing vaping products to be dropped off. And so vaping cartridges, what have you, and the devices, but the battery has to be taken out of the devices. But vaping products will be collected as well. The things that aren't collected are liquids of any kind and any kind of sharps or syringes. They will not be accepted.
And again, a reminder that people are asked not to flush medications down the drain or in the toilet because it poses a real threat to the environment.
Yeah, well, what happens is, you know, you know, there's natural excretion, of course, but when you flush, you know, you see that water swishing and your pills are gone, and what happens to them, and it ends up in a local wastewater treatment plant, and both the mechanical and chemical systems used in a wastewater treatment plant cannot extract the medications.
Right.
So what happens is it goes right back out in the river. And granted, it's like micro doses, but it's one person, then 10 people, 1,000 people, a million people on a year-to-year basis, and these micro doses over a lifetime, and it gets into the water supply.
Laura, let me go back to you. Laura Mark from Allegheny Health Network. Oh, I think we lost Laura at that point. I wanted to ask, a lot of people will hang on to medications because, that muscle relaxant really helped me. Mm-hmm. A year and a half, 2 years ago, and who knows, I may have that same problem come up again. And do we have Laura back?
Yes, we have Laura back.
Okay.
All right. Rob set her up. Thank you.
Thank you. Laura, my question is, how long should you hang on to a prescription? If it worked for you a year ago, you may need it in 2 years, and so you hang on to it. Is that okay?
No, that's not okay. If a physician has told you to discontinue that medication, it's best that you're discontinue that medication and remove that medication from unused so that you can get it out of reach out of other people.
Plus, I guess they go bad, right? After a while.
After a while, they expire, too. So it's best to just remove those medications. So you don't want that. You want to keep that out of the reach, and you want to do what your doctor has prescribed for you.
Gotcha.
Laura Mark, Vice President of Pharmacy at Allegheny Health Network, Health for All. Laura, thank you.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Michael Stepanek with the Pennsylvania Resources Council, thank you for great information this morning.
Well, it's our pleasure, and folks, come on out. It'll be a big day, hopefully.
Yeah, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., right?
Correct. You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.